Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Have you ever witnessed a crime or an accident? Police ask witnesses questions about what they saw, and they get those witnesses to tell the story of what they saw happen. That's what we are to be for Jesus. We are to tell others of Jesus and His love. Isaiah 43 verse 10 says, "You are my witnesses." And in Matthew 28 verse 20, Jesus tells His disciples to teach others everything that Jesus commanded. We are Jesus' disciples. We are His witnesses. And we have a story to tell others about Jesus and His love. Let's review the books of the New Testament. Are you ready? Starting with Matthew, I want you to say it along with me. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Now, I want you to say it with me. We're going to say it just a tiny bit faster. Here we go. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Good job. Hello, boys and girls. It is our last day for our lesson this week. Last time, we talked about Pilate. Jesus was brought to Pilate. Now, had Pilate heard about Jesus? Yes, he had. He had heard all about Jesus' miracles and his healings, the sick, raising the dead, and he was interested to talk to him and find out who this Jesus was. That's where we're going to pick up our story today. But first, let's pray and ask Jesus to send his Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding as we read from his word and as we study so that we know what he wants us to learn today. Go ahead and bow your heads. Dear Lord, we pray that you will send your Spirit to us, that you will give it to us so that we can understand and know what you want us to learn today. We love you, Lord. Amen. Jesus was in Pilate's judgment hall. The priests were outside at the entrance. Do you remember why? Because they were afraid of becoming unclean for the upcoming Passover service that was going to be happening over the next few days. So they were outside, but yet they were wanting Pilate to kill an innocent man. Pilate had asked them, "Wait, why do you want to kill Jesus?" Oh, the priests weren't expecting that. Well, they knew that Pilate didn't really care about what was right or what was wrong, and usually he just signed whatever they asked him to sign and didn't ask any questions. And they knew that they did not have a good reason for putting Jesus to death. So what did they say? Let's find out. What three lies did they tell about Jesus? We're going to go to two different verses to find out these three lies that they told Pilate. Our first verse that we're going to go to is John chapter 18, verse 30 and 31. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. The Bible is divided into two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. John, then we're going to go to chapter 18. Those are those big numbers, chapter 18. And then you're going to look under there for those little numbers, the verses. We're going to verse 30 and 31. John chapter 18, verse 30 and 31. Let's read that first. And then we're going to go to Luke 23, verse 2. But first, we'll start with John chapter 18, verse 30 and 31. Here's what it says. They called Jesus a what? Evildoer. Yeah, he was not an evildoer, was he? And notice they didn't actually answer Pilate's question. They kind of skirted the issue because they didn't have a good reason. Let's look up Luke chapter 23, verse 2. Luke is the second book in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then we're going to go to chapter 23. It's kind of towards the back. The big numbers, 2, 3, 23. Luke chapter 23. And then we're going to look at verse 2. Verse 2. Luke chapter 23, verse 2. Let's see kind of what else they said. They blamed him for what? They found him perverting the nation. Do you know what that means? It's basically a fancy way of saying that he was messing up their country. He was spreading lies and telling things that was hurting the country. They also said that he was telling people to not pay taxes to Caesar. Was that true? No, it wasn't true. But, you know, Pilate still wasn't satisfied. He looked at Jesus, who was standing there quietly, as if he didn't hear all the terrible things the crowd and the priests were shouting. And Pilate wanted to know more. He wanted to know more about what Jesus thought, about what his response was. And so instead of questioning him right there in front of everybody, because that mob was pretty unruly, he took Jesus and pulled him aside to talk to him. Pilate didn't know that the Holy Spirit was speaking to his hard heart. This Holy Spirit was working with him, and Pilate was open and interested and wanting to know more. He hadn't committed to believing in Jesus or to following Jesus, but he was definitely open to knowing more about Jesus. Well, now we're going to go back to John chapter 18. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. I should have had you put your finger there. John chapter 18, we're going to verse 33 through 36. You might kind of wonder, why are we going to all these different places in the Bible to find out this information? I like to think of it kind of like a spotlight, that we can shine a spotlight and look at these different verses, and you might just see a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit here. But when the light is completely turned on, then you see the whole picture. So we're shining a spotlight on these different verses to learn more so that we can have a big picture of what happened before Jesus died. Matthew and Mark, Luke and John, they all wrote different perspectives on the story of Jesus and on his death and the events that led up to his death. And so by looking in these different books and seeing what these different people had to say, we can get a really good picture of what happened. Let's go to John chapter 18, verse 33 through 36. All right, here we go.
Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here."
Jesus and Pilate are having a conversation, aren't they? And Pilate wants to know what Jesus is all about. Jesus knew that Pilate was thinking serious thoughts. And so when Pilate asked Jesus if he were a king, Jesus said that he was. Then, when Jesus said the word truth, what did Pilate ask? Let's read verse 37 and 38. You're already at John chapter 18, verse 33 through 36. Now we're going to read verses 37 and 38.
Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no fault in him at all."
Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" You know, Pilate really wanted to know what truth is, but he didn't wait for Jesus to tell him. What did he do instead? Instead of waiting for Jesus to tell him what truth was and to explain it to him, what did Pilate do? Verse 38 says that he turned to the crowd. He went back to the crowd and said, "I find no fault in him." Pilate really did want to know what truth was. But you know what? He didn't wait for Jesus to tell him. He turned around and went back to the crowd. The crowd outside was yelling for him to hurry up. And he went back out to tell him what he thought of Jesus. Let's look at Luke chapter 23, verse 4. We're going back to Luke chapter 23, Luke chapter 23, verse 4. If you're a little frustrated with going back and forth, it's really good practice. And the more we practice, the easier it'll get. So let's go to Luke 23, verse 4. Luke chapter 23, verse 4. Here's what it says.
So Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowd, "I find no fault in this man."
Pilate said, "I find no fault with him." But the priests and the rulers wouldn't give it up that easily. When they mentioned the word Galilee, Pilate thought of an idea. "I know. I'll send him to King Herod. Herod is the one who's the ruler of Galilee." And you know what? Herod and Pilate had had a quarrel. That's an argument. And so they weren't on the best of terms. But Pilate knew that Herod would be pleased if he let him judge Jesus. That way, they could kind of make up. They could be friends again. And there was another bonus to this idea. Pilate thought, "I know. Not only will Herod make the decision on what to do with Jesus, but I won't have to condemn him." Pilate was very cowardly. Look at verses 5 through 7. Luke chapter 23, verses 5 through 7.
But they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place." When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked if the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time.
Herod was in Jerusalem. It's the perfect opportunity. So that's what Pilate did. He sent Jesus to Herod. We're going to find out more what happened next time, but I want you to think back. Remember how Pilate asked Jesus, "What is truth?" It's so important, boys and girls, that we turn to Jesus, that we read from his word to know what truth is, to know what is right, to know what is wrong. We can know the truth. Even today, people say, "Oh, you can't know what truth is. It's just not possible. There is no absolute truth." But God has given us truth in his word. If we read and study and follow his word, if we follow Jesus' teachings, we can know truth, and the truth can set us free. Are you learning more about truth when you learn about Jesus and as you study the Bible? Yes, you are. And I am too. It's such a great opportunity for us to learn what Jesus says is truth. Let's pray and thank him for his word and how we can know the truth and the truth can set us free. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your Bible, God's word to us, that we can know what the truth is and that as we study and learn, we can find freedom in that truth. Thank you for giving us Jesus, for the sacrifice that he made for us, so that we can live forever with you in heaven. Amen. All right, we have our memory verse. It's our last day for our memory verse, so let's sing it together.
Matthew 6:33.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, and all these things shall be added to you. Seek first the kingdom.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.